This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is seeing the strongest surge of the entire coronavirus pandemic, and localities nationwide are taking action. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
In Chicago, where the new daily case total has nearly quadrupled over the past month, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging residents to only go out for essentials, and starting Monday will limit social gatherings to 10 people.
You must cancel the normal Thanksgiving plans.
Detroit will suspend in-person classes next month. In Louisiana, a judge has rejected a GOP effort to end Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards' statewide mask mandate and other restrictions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 8 months. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says 709,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week, a still high number, but the lowest figure since March. It's a sign the job market might be slowly healing, but that improvement will be put at risk by a resurgence in confirmed coronavirus cases. As colder weather arrives, consumers may become more cautious about leaving their homes, and companies could start cutting jobs or reducing workers' hours. But so far, the spike in COVID cases has not triggered a wave of new layoffs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
With a COVID-19 vaccine drawing closer, public health officials across the country are gearing up for the biggest vaccination effort in U.S. history. It will be a monumental undertaking to distribute hundreds of millions of doses to prioritize who's first in line and ensure that people who get the initial shot return for the necessary second one. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. France's Prime Minister Jean Castex said that there would be no easing of a second COVID-19 lockdown in France for at least 2 weeks, with the number of people in hospitals with coronavirus now higher than the peak of the first wave. As officials across Europe warned against COVID-19 complacency following this week's announcement by Pfizer of a potentially effective vaccine, Castex said his government intended to intensify policing of the lockdown in Paris. Castex said a quarter of current deaths in the country were due to the virus, and that while the R rate that measures the spread was now below one, it was still too early to contemplate relaxing measures. A Justice Department report has found that former Labor Secretary Alex Acosta exercised poor judgment in handling an investigation into wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein when he was a top federal prosecutor in the state of Florida. But it also says he did not engage in professional misconduct. The 350-page report obtained by the Associated Press marks the culmination of an investigation by the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility into Acosta's handling of a secret plea deal with Epstein, who had been accused of sexually abusing dozens of underage girls. Though the report faulted Acosta for his judgment, it concluded that his actions in arranging the deal did not constitute misconduct. An election security committee made ranking state and federal officials reports that it has found no evidence of vote fraud or major problems with last week's presidential elections. More from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A bipartisan joint state and federal committee set up by a cybersecurity agency formed by President Trump 2 years ago reports that last week's election was the most secure in the nation's history. In a statement, the committee, made up of top state election officials, voting systems experts, and federal cybersecurity officials, found no evidence that votes were compromised or altered in last week's presidential election, and it rejects unsubstantiated claims of widespread fraud made by President Trump and many of his supporters. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday the European Union was playing a sad role after the bloc renewed sanctions on Venezuelan entities and 36 government officials. The EU on Thursday extended sanctions against Venezuela to November 14, 2021 for human rights violations and the undermining of democracy and the rule of law. The regional bloc maintains an arms sales embargo and prohibits sales of equipment for internal repression, as well as the prohibition of travel and funding freezes on 36 officials. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.